now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back. Stuart Rosenthal from the Beacon Newspapers joins me, as always. Good morning.
Good morning, Eric.
What do you have for us this month?
Well, you know, coming up next Sunday and the Sunday after are our two annual expos, 50-plus expos.
Right you are.
Yes, so it's going to be very exciting. We have some things we've done this year that we've never done before.
Like what?
Well, our keynote speaker is Matt Quinn from Quinn's Auctions.
Yes.
And he's talking about, you know, how to value things in your attic, in your basement that you're not sure. Are they really valuable? Are they not? What do we do about that?
Right.
And in conjunction with that, we're inviting the people who come to our expo to bring up to 2 hand-carryable items of their own for verbal appraisals by Matt and his staff.
Wow.
Yes, so we're expecting an especially large crowd this year.
I would imagine you would.
Yes.
I would imagine you would. So they have to be something that they can hand carry
with them. Right. And they're responsible for while they're there. But, of course, in addition to that, they can get their flu shots. They have health screenings of all kinds. We have dozens and dozens of exhibitors, government agencies and nonprofits, as well as businesses of all kinds. There's door prizes. In fact, our big door prize is a trip for 2 to China, which we gave away again also last year.
Right.
Very popular, too. So all kinds of things going on for people this year.
Did the people who won last year, did they go?
They have not gone yet.
They've not gone yet.
No, not yet.
Okay. All right. Great. Well, good. Well, I really look forward to it. The expo will be held in Silver Spring next Sunday.
That's correct. At the Silver Spring Civic Center from noon to 4.
Sunday the 10th.
Right.
On Sunday the 10th.
And it's free.
Okay, good. And if you want to get more information, they can go to thebeaconnewspapers.com.
Exactly, right.
Okay.
Click on Expo.
Free copy.
Yeah, pick up Beacon anywhere. It has a lot of information about it. You can call us also at 301-949-9766.
Fantastic. Thank you, Stuart.
Sure. So, about this issue.
Yes.
Okay, we have a technology section with an interesting story about sleep gadgets.
Ooh.
You know, they say that about a third of Americans are not getting enough sleep on a regular basis.
Right.
And this contributes to problems, not only dangerous driving and bad work as such things, but also obesity and diabetes. It affects our health if we don't sleep enough.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all kinds of new businesses out there. There are beds, like the Sleep Number has a new smart bed that adjusts constantly to the people who are in it to keep
you mean?
Well, my understanding is there are all kinds of sensors in the bed and that it adjusts its own how hard or how soft it is and vibrates. And I'm not exactly sure what that does, but there's a pillow that vibrates. So if you snore, it knows that you're snoring and it like tries to nudge you into another position by vibrating and making you, you know, sort of without waking you up.
Without waking you up. Okay.
Right. And there's Apple has a new device that you place under your sheet on top of the mattress that has sensors that measures your heart rate, your temperature, your movement, your snoring, and you know, all kinds of things out there measuring this stuff. Now, for a long time now, they've had these wristwatches, these smartwatches that do that kind of thing.
Yes.
I'm told that those are really have not been proven to detect the stages of sleep as well as these other devices. But these things are really in the market. They're coming along, getting better all the time.
Hmm.
And for those people who think they might be helpful, you know, it's something out there to consider.
What about sensory products?
Yes.
I've heard there's some progress in that.
That is quite right. Very interesting idea. Both sounds and light and smells can affect how we sleep, right?
Uh-huh.
So they had sound machines for years. I use one. I don't know if you do. Sort of covers up the street traffic kind of noise. But there's these new sound systems that are more complex that adjust to what your needs are. There's lighting systems that you can choose the color and brightness of the lights and how they gradually brighten to wake you up. There are even sound places. SensorWake has a smell device that releases odors. So it says fresh linen is an odor that helps you go to sleep, and not surprisingly, espresso is a smell that helps you wake up. So it sprays different aromas into the air to affect how you sleep.
And those of you from Manhattan, they've got carbon monoxide smell, they've got the sound of horns and ambulances.
That would help wake you up too. Wouldn't that be good? Well, Washington too, you know, ambulances are pretty common around here as well.
That's true. Fascinating.
Yes.
Well, you can read about it in the Beacon newspaper. As always, it's a free publication. Free is F-R-E-E. That's spelled correctly, free. Therefore, nothing, no cost, zilch, zero. What's wonderful about what the Beacon has done is they've put together information for those who are 50 and over, and it's relevant to all of us. I mean, if you've got grandparents and you're listening to the show and you want to think about a Christmas gift or a Hanukkah gift for them, pick up a copy of the Beacon and read it. You'll get to know what's important to your grandparents, okay? All right. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
Have you ever missed an appointment? Have you ever missed an opportunity to meet with somebody, even though you really wanted to, you blew it? Either you misscheduled it a week early, or you misscheduled it a week late. I mean, I think we've all been guilty of a bad first impression, right? Unfortunately, it happens to us all. But how can you and I recover from from a bad first impression. I'll tell you today that I think in real estate, like in many businesses, it's going to take time, it's going to take effort, and some nuanced skills. And I want to thank Sue Schellenbarger from the Wall Street Journal, August 23rd, for this article in the Life and Arts section on after a bad first impression. See, the first impression's very sticky because nobody understands who you are, right? You guys know who I am. You've been listening to my show, some of you, for the entire 14 years. I start my 15th year on this show on September probably in the next week and a half. In fact, I'm celebrating my 30th anniversary in real estate the 15th of September. So very grateful for that. And hey, look, I've sold 2,900 houses now in my career, but not everything goes perfectly in any given year that I have. Sometimes we get busy. Sometimes that first impression that I give somebody when I walk in the door isn't quite the one that I wanted to. Maybe I'm, again, being late is a really bad first impression because you've shown yourself to be more important, though there are excuses. Somebody's in an emergency situation. Recently, I ordered flowers for a client of mine. They didn't get a house they really wanted to. They were in a multiple contract scenario. They were only willing to pay X dollars and not a penny more. And there was somebody who was willing to pay more than that, and they got the house. So I ordered flowers to send to my client to say, hey, I know this hurts. I know you wanted that house, but there will be other houses where one door closes, another one opens. Well, guess what? Flower company called me a couple days after I ordered the flowers. We're going to get more flowers in next week. We will deliver it on Tuesday. I'm like, okay, fine. So Tuesday, they call my client and they say, I'm sorry, but we can't make it today. It's going to be Thursday. My client was leaving town for 10 days. Guess what? The flower company blew it. Their first impression to my client was, in fact, my client said, hey, you might want to use a different company. I mean, it was a very excusable, understandable reason why they couldn't deliver the second time. They were trying to get good flowers the first time, which is great. The second time, the husband was in the hospital. Okay, we can understand that. But when you're presenting, like we're talking about 10, 12 days from when the buyer lost the offer to when they were actually going to get flowers, the opportunity was lost, right? First impression, regardless, sometimes is out of our control, but it still needs to be redeemed. So it can be sticky when people don't know who you are or what you're about. You all know me. You know that I'm straightforward, when I make mistakes in the business, I own them. But, you know, I also own my victories as well. So our first impressions are very important. The impressions are rooted in thought patterns that you and I have. The tendency for the first few things that people notice about someone to influence how they interpret information later is very, I think it's true for all of us, right? Don't you, when you meet somebody, you look at their shoes, you look at their face, you look at the hair, you might look at the car that they're driving, you listen to how they communicate, and you're either comfortable or you're not. You either trust them or you don't. So if you're late for a meeting, make sure you're early every other time in the future so that that way people say they'll forget about that first one because you're on time, even early, and you're showing respect from then on. So, and I've been late on my first appointment, 15 minutes late showing up. I hate being late, but sometimes it's traffic. I haven't planned well in advance, whatever. The next time I'll show up 5 minutes early and let them know. I'll call them in advance. Hey, I'll be there about 5 minutes early. Would that be okay? I really love being on time every time. If you muff a job interview, for me, an interview about selling someone's home, follow up by sending work samples, showing your skill, send off some testimonies of yourself to the person. I really like sending a personally handwritten letter when I want someone to know how much I appreciate their consideration. Send a letter, dear so-and-so, just a quick note to thank you for the opportunity of meeting with you regarding the upcoming sale of your home. You have a beautiful home. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be considered. The market is excellent and your home is in a desirable neighborhood and the blank or the blank or the blank, these three to four different things that I really liked about their house are all going to help you get a great price. Thank you again for your consideration. I look forward to seeing you the next time, whatever date that is, to go over the pricing recommendation. Okay? All right. Good to recover, but it takes time. You need to show them, whoever it is, that you really do care. And sometimes, folks, sometimes you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. And that hurts the most. And that's the best, well, that's the hardest teacher, to make sure that you plan ahead and you organize yourself well. Is the American dream in more danger than you think? We'll find out straight ahead.